I attended a meeting of the Joint Committee on the 24th of February with Michael Gove and Mara Sekovic, where both reaffirmed their support for the protocol and the need to work together to deal with the issues that have arisen. Yet despite these commitments, and less than a week later, obviously the British Government went on to do the solo run and took unilateral action that has totally undermined the work of the Joint Committee and does risk that collision course with the European Union, where we again become the collateral damage. And certainly in my own personal opinion, not the TEO opinion, but that was a calculated act of political bad faith. But I don't think it'll come as any surprise to the member that the current instability and uncertainty is a direct consequence of Brexit, a Brexit that was rejected by a majority across our community and rejected by a majority across this House. For those who champion Brexit, they need to own the economic consequences and the uncertainty that has flowed from it. And any threats to the implementation of the protocol, which is our protection against the worst excesses of a hard Brexit, clearly risks future stability, growth and prosperity. So I think it's still a time for clarity, for stability. It's still a time for certainty, and it's still a time to find solutions to the issues as and when they may arise.